Hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. This means you too, Mom, Dad, Uncle, Aunt, Grandpa, and Grandma. Turn your radio up. It's time for We Kids. This is a good little radio program to help us to get to know God, or to know Him better through His dear Son, His powerful Son, His loving Son, His precious Son, Jesus Christ. It may be that you hear that name misused, but when you hear the name of Jesus Christ on We Kids, you hear it mentioned lovingly and respectfully. Jesus Christ is the God-man, the only one who can give us that gift of eternal life. More is coming on that a little bit later on in the program. Haley, howdy. Sister Deanna, howdy. You've been waiting to hear your names on the radio. And hi to Danielle and Brandy and Mitchell and Aaron and Timothy, also in this family. Nice to have you kids in tune. Look at this cute little picture here. Emily, I like the plastic bowl. And hello to baby sister Kendra in this friendly family over here, too. Adrian Scott, howdy to you. Is it nice being 3 years old? And welcome to your new baby brother, Ashton Brett. Mama, Papa, congratulations on another one. A gift from the Lord. In fact, all you kids are gifts from God. Did you know that? Hello, Eric. Hello, Melinda. Hello, Allison. Hello, Karen. And hi to Krista, Casey, Jacob, Josiah, and Samuel. Mom and Dad, thanks for sending the family picture. And hi to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to We Kids. I am delighted to have the radio on, little person. Now, have you ever wondered what the voice of God sounds like? The boy Samuel heard it 3 times and did not know that it was God's voice. But that changed. What happened? You can find out during Bible time coming up in a few minutes. And what does chicken soup have to do with creation? You can find out about that in just a few seconds. Good for growing kids, this is We Kids.
Long, long ago, so the scientists say, the world was covered with soup. Don't laugh at these men, they claim back then, the seas were full of this protein gloop. And it became DNA, so the scientists say, when the sun hit the soup and it cooked. Then fishes, then birds, then us, my word, this is written in most of our books. But you can't make a chicken from soup. Those scientists tell us that it must be true. You can make soup from any chicken in the coop. But you cannot make a chicken from soup. Old Uncle Fred and Larry next door, they think that they were monkeys long ago. Well, not monkeys, but apes, for the difference it makes when you're preaching and teaching what you really don't know. Suddenly a thought hits you right in your head. How does Darwin do what he do? It takes more resolution to believe in evolution than the 7 day story, that's true. 'Cause you can't make a chicken from soup. Those scientists tell us that it must be true. You can make soup. Many chicken in the coop, but you cannot make a chicken from soup.
So how did we get here? The answer's in the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In verse 25, God made the beasts of the earth after their kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creeps on the ground after its kind, and God saw that it was good. God made all this.
'Cause you can't make a chicken from soup.
That's right.
Those scientists tell us that it must be true.
Oh, no.
You can make soup from any chicken in the coop. But you cannot make a chicken from. No, you can't make a chicken from. You can't make a chicken from soup.
Amazing music on We Kids. And yes, I know it's worth laughing about, but you know, a lot of people believe that. They think we just evolved from chicken soup or swamp stew or whatever you call that stuff that oozed out of the primordial. It doesn't make sense. Life is too beautiful. Life is too complicated. Life is special. And if you put all the different things of which life is made in a big bowl and just leave it there, or in a big world and just leave it there, do you think it's going to make life? No. It needs to have the gift of life breathed into it by the maker of life himself, who is God. When are we going to learn that? Well, do you know that? Do you believe that? The Bible says that. I hope you know that in your heart of hearts. It is God who has lovingly fashioned us, and that means you, little one, you did not just sort of evolve. You were made. That's why you have the color eyes you do, the color hair you do. That's why you're as tall as you are, and God makes no mistakes. So be happy with the way God has made you, little one. Mr. Nick here with Wee Kids, working on some of the biblical basics today. That's your body. Now about your heart.
You must
become
just like
a child
to enter the kingdom of God.
You must
become
just like
a child to enter
the
kingdom of God.
Let all the little children come to me. Let all the little children come to me. Let all the little children come to me. And don't you hold them back.
I will not stand for that. You must
become
just like
a child
to enter
the
kingdom of God. You must
become
just like
a
child
to enter
the
kingdom
of
God.
You must
become
just like
a
child
to enter
the
kingdom
of
God.
Let all the little children come to me.
Let
all the little children come to me.
Let
all the little children come
to me.
And don't
you hold
them back.
I will
not stand
for that.
No,
you must
become
just
like
a
child
to
enter
the
kingdom
of
God.
Wonderful music, wonderful truth, right from the Word of God on Wee Kids. Thank you very much, Betty McDaniel. And before that, Alan Root singing. And coming next is the Donut Man. But first, what about Samuel? What about hearing the voice of God? We go to the Old Testament book of 1 Samuel chapter 3 and learn about this young man who was literally called by God. And this is the way the account goes. The boy Samuel served the Lord under Eli the priest. One night, as Samuel was sleeping, God called Samuel. Samuel answered, "I am here." He ran to Eli and said, "I am here. You called me." But Eli said, "I didn't call you. Go back to bed." So Samuel went back to bed. The Lord called again, "Samuel." Samuel again went to Eli and said, "I am here. You called me." Again Eli said, "I didn't call you. Go back to bed." Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The Lord had not spoken directly to him yet. The Lord called Samuel for the third time. Samuel got up and went to Eli. He said, "I am here. You called me?" Then Eli realized the Lord was calling the boy. So he told Samuel, "Go to bed, and if he calls you again, say, 'Speak, Lord, I am your servant, and I am listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in bed. The Lord came and stood there. He called as he had before. He said, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel said, "Speak, Lord. I am your servant, and I am listening." The Lord said to Samuel, See, I am going to do something in Israel. It will shock those who hear about it. The Lord was with Samuel as he grew up. He did not let any of Samuel's messages fail to come true. Then all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew Samuel was a prophet of the Lord. Youngster, here's a good verse to remember. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 10. The Bible says, "Then the Lord came and stood and called, as at other times, 'Samuel, Samuel!' And Samuel said, 'Speak, for thy servant is listening.'"
Little boy Samuel was asleep in the temple, asleep in the temple of God. He awoke to his name, Samuel, Samuel. His name called out loud. Rubbing his eyes, he ran to the priest.
Eli, did you call out my name?
No, I did not. So he went back to sleep. Samuel.
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 He heard it again. So he ran back to Eli.
Sir, are you sure?
Son, I did not. It's the voice of the Lord. Next time he calls, you must say, "Speak, Lord, I'm listening." Just say, "Speak, Lord, I'm listening." Say, "Speak, Lord, I'm listening. Your servant is listening, Lord." Samuel lay down, quick to obey, as the light from the lamps shined down where he lay. When the voice of the Lord called out his name, Samuel,
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 he knew what to say.
God will be speaking today. Will you listen? Will you obey like Samuel?
Oh, that's terrific music on We Kids. But more than just good music, more than just a good account from the Bible, this is good for living, youngster. Have you prayed, "Speak, Lord, I'm listening"? The Bible is very clear in Romans 8:16. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And that's only true if you are a child of the King, if you've given your heart and your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a decision. That's something that you need to do with God. God reaches down to you and offers that wonderful gift of heart cleansing and the gift of eternal life that comes only as a gift of God. Today is the day of salvation, the Bible says. And it also says in Romans 5:8, God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. If you haven't already, choose to follow Jesus Christ. That's eternally important. Mr. Nick here with We Kids on the radio with good news for little people and their families. Nice to have you listening. And it's time now for our wonderful Wee Kids March. I need some march leaders here. Heather, you been waiting? I'm talking about the Heather of Heather, Holly, Jada, Jarris, and Mariah. You're in. Krista, how would you like to be march leader ahead of Cassie, Jacob, Josiah, and Samuel? And Nathan, I like your biblical name, not to mention brother and sisters, Daniel, Abigail, and Hannah. Good job, Mama. Good job, Papa. Wow, these people really know how to pick them out of the Bible. By the way, parents, thank you. Nathan, you're march leader in this family. Carlos, I'm picking you as march leader ahead of Raquel. And one more, Annalisa, you're leading Angela and Amy in this friendly family. Mama, Papa, help me out with this thing, won't you please? If I have not picked a march leader, will you please pick one for me? Thank you so much. You know the rules to this thing? During our wonderful Wee Kids March, and that's what we're doing for the next few minutes or so, feet have to be in time with the music. Secondly, knees up high, and if you're a grandma, this goes for you too, besides it's good for your heart to be marching. Number three, if you're a papa-sized, a big marcher, please watch out for the little people. And number four, yes, watch out for the trombone players, who sometimes have trouble playing and marching at the same time during our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're off. Look at this mob of merry marchers. Holly, put them in time with the music, please. Left, you left, you left, you right, you left, you right, you left. Jelaine, Andrew, Caitlin, good marching. Hello, Marty. Hello, Emily. Here come Sarah and Joshua marching through. Corey, supposed to be marching, little guy. Hello, Gabriel. Hello, Thomas. Hello, Christian. Here comes Jennifer and David marching by. Watch out for the bone players, David. Oh, behave yourself back there. Hi, Hannah. Hi, Esther. Hi, Elizabeth. Hello, Deborah. Hello, Naomi. Hello, Sarah. And Nathaniel comes marching through gently, not quite so high. Nathaniel on the knees. Angela, Annalisa, Amy, good marching, ladies. Annalisa, I think you're supposed to be leading, right? Girls, get behind her. Hi, Josh. Hello, Josiah. Here comes CJ marching through. Good marching, Chris. And Brianna comes around for the seventh time. Knees up high, Adrian. Joy and Ethan, nice marching. Here comes Aubrey and Nathan in this happy household. Left, you left, you left, you right, you left, you right, you left. Hello, Harold. Hello, Tori. Hello, Timothy. And Eddie comes marching through. Carlos, you're supposed to be... Yeah, I guess. Raquel, are you following? Carlos is leading this time. Hello, Anna. Daniel comes marching through. Here comes Nicholas. And Darcy and Wendy comes marching through. Hello, Emily. And Kendra, oh, you gals. Good marching. Mom, thanks for helping with Kendra. All the way to the end now of our wonderful Wee Kids March. A bunch of terrific marchers. You may be seated. Unless, of course, you'd like to continue marching as a daughter of God, a son of God, a member of God's royal army, a servant of the Most High God.
We are the servants of the Most High.
We are the servants of the Most High God, and we
now you may be seated if you're one of those servants of the Most High God still marching around. Ooh, a double march today. That's great stuff. Mr. Nick here on We Kids. Now here's Buddy Davis.
Goliath was big and David was small, but that didn't bother little David at all. The giant had a shield, a spear, and a sword. David slew Goliath in the name of the Lord. David had 5 stones and he had a sling, but the battle was God's when he entered the ring. The giant was a bully and he stood real tall. Well, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. David knew God was bigger than the giant he faced. David loved God and David had faith. He was bold as a lion and he stood his ground. It was fee, fi, fo, and the giant went down. There's a giant in the world today and he's coming to steal your joy away. Just like David, you will overcome if the battle is God's and the battle is won. David knew God was bigger than the giant he faced. David loved God and David had faith. He was bold as a lion and he stood his ground. It was fee, fi, fo, and the giant went down.
So, youngster, do you have any giants in your life? They could be anything. Be sure to ask for God's help. Now, do you remember who made all this?
God made the cows and the cows go moo. I'm not a cow, but I can too. Moo, 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 moo. God made the kitties that go meow. Listen and I will show you how. Meow, meow. Animal talk, animal talk.
If the animals are praising God, what do you think the people should be doing? And here to help you lift up the Lord, to learn about Him, to rejoice in Him, this is We Kids. Now, what do you think about this account of God talking to Samuel? It's absolutely true. You can read it from the Bible, which is absolutely true. 1 Samuel chapter 3, great account for family Bible time. Do you remember this good verse? 1 Samuel 3:10. Then the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel said, Speak, for thy servant is listening. Youngster, we can still do that today. How does God speak to us? First of all, through His Word, the Bible. And He has lots to say to us. Read it, learn it, live it. And then the Bible itself says that God's Spirit ministers to our spirit. He speaks to us quietly through His Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8, remember that? Mama, Papa, help please. It's been good to have the kids of the radio neighborhood gathered around like this. For we kids, a time of learning, a time of fun, a time of rejoicing in the Lord. Uh-oh, what's this? What is this? Not my ride. Not a lawnmower. You don't expect me to run out there and jump on it. Oh, my goodness. Until next time, Remember, kiddo, God loves you, and I love you, too. I truly, duly do. Excuse me, I've got to catch my lawnmower. So long!